This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back on North Dakota soil after an exciting couple of days in the nation's capital, covering the visit of the NDSU National Championship Bison to the White House, the U.S. Capitol, and to the nation's capital to soak in some of that great history. Impossible not to go to that city and look around and say, we are a blessed nation beyond belief. This country is destined for greatness. Some good things have happened, more good than bad. Some bad things have happened. But we have the capability. We, the people of America, anybody lucky enough to be born here on this soil is so far ahead of anybody else anywhere on the planet. There's no doubt about that. You can't look at what the Founding Fathers designed and what they have now, and see reminders of that all around Washington, D.C., and not be filled with enormous gratitude. And I am. Not only for this country and our founding fathers and the potential we have, but for you, the listeners of this program, who give me opportunities like that yesterday to take that in. I received a photo from the official White House photographer a little while ago. And I have that now, and I've been getting some texts from friends and other folks saying, hey, congrats, good job, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I always say, number one, God is good. And always, folks, never forget that. And also that I am enormously grateful to have the microphone that brings this program to you through the radio signals of our flag family, KFYR 550. KLTC, and of course, the flag family stations, AM 1100 in Fargo and AM 1090 up there in the Bakken. Those four signals, the biggest of which is obviously 550 KFIRE, North Dakota's oldest radio station. Storied history that's incredible. It just is, it's a pinch yourself moment. It really is, on days like yesterday. Because we have this audience so vast. Five states, two Canadian provinces, and people that we love. We love, 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 love to bring you what we do every day. So we're going to hear in a moment an interview that I did yesterday with President Donald Trump, but I hate the word I did because this is really about you folks who put me there to do it. I was there on your behalf. I want you to know this. The President of the United States loves North Dakota. I'm sorry, South Dakota. I'm sorry, Minnesota. I'm sorry, Montana. I happen to believe that a good chunk of folks in eastern Montana, western Minnesota, most of South Dakota are the same quality stock, salt of the earth, hardworking, God-fearing folks. But North Dakota, being one of the states that brought the president to the White House as president and continues to have him among the highest approval of any of the states. We usually go back and forth with West Virginia. It's not lost on this president at all. And that was very evident on and off the air. You sent a ton of great questions yesterday. I thank you for that very much. Unfortunately, with a 5-minute interview that I managed to stretch to 6 minutes and 20 seconds, which when Sarah Sanders is giving you the, you know, I don't know what you call this, Todd. You know what I'm doing right now? The wrap it up? The wrap it up fingers?
Cut,
you know,
cut.
Now, she didn't do the cut. That would have been deadly. But she did the
finger twirl thing, wrap
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, the finger,
thing.
Thank you. Finger twirls. Exactly what I'm looking for. See, that's why they call you Todd the Radio Guy. You come up with the right, exactly description that I was looking at but couldn't come up with. So she's giving me this before I ask about the wall. And I'm not leaving there without asking about the wall. One, I want the dang thing built like the most of you do. And a lot of questions came in about the wall. I used John and Carrington's question. I believe I mentioned his name in the interview. I haven't even listened to the interview. I mean, I did the interview, but I haven't listened to it back. I hope I did okay. We're going to play it here in a little bit. Todd's had some clips on the news.
You did fantastic.
But, you know, again, it was your questions. It was your comments trying to convey that. Off the air, I said to the president, I said, you know, you are loved. You got to know that. I know this can't be easy day in and day out to take the beating you take from the swamp, but you are loved in North Dakota. I talk to folks every day who have your back, who are smart as a whip, who know the games the swamp plays and the political shenanigans, and they're as tired of it as you are. So you got to know that on your worst day. And I said a version of that on the air, but, you know, a little more after. And then I also spent some time on the wall because, as you know, we had an exclusive, I don't know what that was, 10 days ago or so, when we got a hold of a letter that Senator Kramer had sent to the Department of Homeland Security. And it's a blistering letter. I have it up on Facebook, and we read it on the air, but it's a blistering letter. I actually gave my copy to the president, believe it or not, as I said I would in the interview. So I don't even have it here, but I could print another one. But the letter basically says, look, Mr. President, no, I'm sorry, it didn't go to him. It went to the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, who I think may be a little bit swampish. I don't know. Just what I'm picking up. So she is the Department of Homeland Security Secretary in charge of deciding, like, who builds the wall and what happens. They normally hire the Corps to do these projects, and the Corps goes out and hires private contractors. But the Corps has a terrible history of on budget, on time. Terrible. In fact, right now, they stopped building the wall. They stopped. They stopped till November. Tommy Fisher.
Why?
From Fisher Industries. Oh, supposedly they're doing dams or something. That's what the president said. I'm going to ask Tommy Fisher about that. But my point is this. I think Donald Trump is being poorly served by the Corps, by DHS, because he says this thing's being done on time, on budget, and it's not. It's not. They've stopped. And I've done the math. And that's what Kevin Cramer put in his letter. He put right in his letter, at the current pace, with the current history of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, they won't be able to spend what we've allocated in Congress, which is the $1.4 billion or whatever, let alone the extra funds the president's trying to get from the emergency. Won't be done. Won't be done in time. Won't happen. And then you have a North Dakota company coming around and say, okay, we originally did a concrete prototype for you. Now, because of politics, you've switched to, slats and steel barriers. Again, total swamp move. He comes up with a unbelievable way to do it better than anybody else. North Dakota company again. Tommy Fisher, carrying on for his father, a North Dakotan, Dickinson, North Dakota. And the videos I've seen will blow your mind. So next week, in the desert, not far from the border, DHS is coming back to look at what Fisher Industries has put together. DHS said, no media. We don't want anybody here seeing this or trying to do this sort of below the radar. A little late for that now since we handed the president the letter. But Tommy Fisher says, well, I want some media here, you know, to see it and get the word out. They said, no way. So, well, how about North Dakota media? Oh, okay, yeah, two from North Dakota. You can take two from North Dakota. So he was kind enough to select us and Chris Berg from Point of View, which you watch on KX4 at 6:30 and Tad later on West Dakota Fox every night. Must-see TV, by the way. Set your TiVo for that. Chris does a fabulous job. He and I will be on the border next week seeing firsthand what DHS is saying about this North Dakota prototype. So, and again, that was the question that was most asked by you. That's why I talked about that one yesterday. I also talked about, for our farmers and our ranchers trade, the president. You could listen to his voice when you hear this interview. I think you'll hear, like I did, a sincere belief that, you know, the amount of soybeans the Chinese are going to buy, the level of this deal is going to be incredible. It really is. These are things we ought to focus on. Our farmers and ranchers feed the world. Let's get them a better trade deal. Let's have food security. How about national security? Any one of us sitting at a kitchen table know full well, as long as you leave that border open, you have one thing. A threat. It's like leaving the door to your home open while the vipers are on the steps. Okay? Now, is every person crossing that border a viper? No. But I don't know about you. If one out of 100 is, I'm not going to let the all 100 in my home, are you? I love everyone. Everyone. I believe personally in my heart, every single human being is made in the image and likeness of God. That's what my religion teaches me as a Catholic. It is the foundation and basis of Christianity. Everyone is made in the image and likeness of God. Now, God's good. He's the only good one. We're fallen, right? We're a little, you know, free will. We don't always do like we're supposed to do. That's back to original sin. My point is this. I'm going to afford that same love and light for somebody from anywhere on the planet. Anywhere. I'm not sitting here being biased to say, but the point is, if you want to come to the greatest country on this earth, let's begin where we started. The founding fathers, Washington, D.C., this experiment, the American experiment, should be special. It can't be open borders, come on in, live off of the government and vote. That's what the Democrats want. There's no other way to explain them being for border security when it wasn't possible and now being against it when it is possible. See how that works? That's right. Legal immigration, not illegal. This bill, wall has to be built. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, folks.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions, and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lamar, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So I have a hankering for some homemade country-style sausage. I'm thinking maybe original, or would you go garlic, Todd? Maybe cheddar? What do you think? Summer sausage?
Probably original, but, you know, I'm open.
You tell them you heard it on What's on Your Mind, and our friends at Schweitzer's, where the best homemade country-style sausage, summer sausage, homemade, and North Dakota raised beef are waiting for you. 625 South Washington Street by Runnings and Supermarket, right there off Washington. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save big. It's Energy Day at the Capitol today. A lot going on there. They're having lunch at 11 a.m. MHA Nation sponsoring that. We're going to talk with Mark Fox a little later on. And there's just a whole host of things that are happening. I mean, incredible. Busy day, and they actually kicked off about an hour ago. Ron Ness, Kathy Nesset. Then from 9 to 11, they're going now to committee hearings and whatnot. But head on up to the Capitol. Take it in. And they'll set up meetings with you with a legislator, public official, speaker, whatever. So pretty neat deal. We'll tell you more about that. Ron's going to join us. Kathy Nesset, too, a little later on in the program. Let's get to our interview now with President Donald Trump from yesterday. By the way, I'm so thankful to all the folks that sent in questions. If you send me a text, anybody, I'll send you the official White House photographer's photo of the president and I in the Oval Office. 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054, or you can also email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. We'll get it to you, okay? Because I appreciate it. So here it is. Without any further ado, yours truly and President Donald Trump. Here we are at the White House with the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, welcoming most of North Dakota today. Well, at least our national champion, Bison. Thank you for that.
Well, it was an honor, and I'll tell you, that's a great team. And I just met some very large people and great people and champions. Most importantly, they're great champions. And you can be very proud. And when I heard about this, actually, John Hoeven came in and Kevin Cramer, and they wanted to know if we could host. We held a beautiful little ceremony for Clemson, as you know, and national champions. And I said, absolutely, because I happened to see that final game. And I said, that team is good. That's a good team from North Dakota. And I also love the state. I love the people of the state. We've had great luck there. I was very happy to see Kevin get elected in a very very big sweep. He really did a great job. So you have two great senators, and you now have a really wonderful congressman. And your governor's term. I mean, we have, it's got a great group of people, and it's a very special place.
Well, you know, we battle West Virginia for the highest approval for the Trump administration.
I know you do. You do. But I was there a lot, and I like the state. I like the people a lot.
They like you. I talk to them every day. I have a program that covers most of the upper Midwest, but a lot of our listeners are in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. And 2.5 hours a day, and you can get a pretty good pulse on the people. And I have to tell you, they are irritated at the swamp. Because it fails to give you the credit you deserve for the policies and really have your back in many, many ways. I hope you know that. Let me ask you what...
And I do know that about North Dakota. I do, actually. And it is a swamp, and it's a disgrace when you look at all these witch hunts and just there's nothing with Russia. So now you probably heard the senator. Senator Burr came out from Senate Intelligence. He said, we see nothing, no collusion. This is after 2 years. We see no collusion. There is no collusion. And they knew there was no collusion 2 years ago. It's all a hoax. And the people of North Dakota know it, and frankly, the people of the country know it. The Democrats know it, too, but they just don't want to say it.
Which accomplishment of yours do you think is most underreported? Well, I mean, if you had to pick one where you're really getting the raw deal, what would it be?
Well, I'd say the economy. You know, we're setting records every day, and you never hear anything about it on television. I mean, look at how well North Dakota's doing. You've had very bad days before me. The economy is doing phenomenally. Unemployment's at the all-time low. You look at Hispanic or African-American or Asian or women or so many others. I mean, historic lows. And, you know, I think the economy would be a thing that's not very reported. But they don't report anything if it's positive. You know, they don't report. And if it is positive, they try and make it negative. So we have a very negative press. But fortunately, we have a brilliant population that understands it, or I wouldn't be standing here talking to you.
One area that hasn't gone so well of late is the farm economy. And farmers and ranchers are in a world of hurt, prices, and obviously a little tumult with the trade negotiations. I hear nibbles of good news. What do you want the farmers and ranchers of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota to know?
Well, first of all, they're great patriots, and they are with me all the way. They know we've been taken advantage of by China in particular, but by many countries, not just China. We're doing Mexico. We're doing Canada. I mean, Canada's been you know, really taking advantage of this country for many years. People just didn't know it. But China is the big one, and we are being very tough on China with billions and billions of dollars of tariffs and lots of other things. Their economy is not good right now. I guess a lot of people would blame me for that, because the Chinese economy is not good, because people are realizing they're going to have to pay up. And the biggest beneficiary is going to be the farmer. And the farmers know that. In fact, just a meeting last week with the vice premier of China, he said he's going to buy tremendous amounts of soybean, even before we do the deal. You probably heard about that. I hope you did through Sonny, who's your great, Sonny Perdue, your great agricultural commissioner, secretary. He's been so fantastic. So we're taking care of our farmers. But what I love about the farmers, they said, we know that it's been a horrible thing, Mr. President. Set it right. We'll sort of suffer through this with you. And they stop buying and everything else. They want to make a deal so badly you wouldn't believe it. And so we'll see what happens. But they're already back buying from our farmers. And if we get the deal done, it will be purchases like never in our history, not even close.
One final question for you about the wall. I got an email this morning, or text this morning, from John in Carrington, North Dakota. And John said, tell the president we have a company by the name of Fisher Industries could build that wall a mile a day. And you have a letter from, or you don't have a letter, but your Homeland Security Secretary does, Kirstjen Nielsen, has a letter from Senator Cramer saying the Corps is setting you up for failure, essentially, that they're not building this wall fast enough, and now they've shut down till November, and this company's ready to go. What? And again, everybody's worried that, you know, the typical government bureaucracy, sort of like that ice rink in Central Park.
That's,
you know,
right. That was a good one. We did it in 3 months, and it was under construction for 8 years. And it's a very similar thing here. Well, I will say this. The Corps is working very hard. It is a different kind of a thing. We're buying, and we're buying at a much better clip. I want to take a look at that letter, because I agree with you. I think you could do it much faster. But the Corps is working very, very hard, and it's all intertwined with everything else. And it is more complicated, actually, than just a wall. We had to do certain things. We had to hold back rivers, like in the Rio Grande. We had to hold back waters and a lot of different things. So we had to build small dams all over the place. But we are actually doing a lot, and we're going to have a couple of 100 miles built in the not-too-distant future. We're really moving along quickly. But I'm going to take a look at that letter, because you know what? If I can get somebody in there that could really do something very quickly, I'm okay with that. And I'll bet you that person could, because I agree with that person.
They were about one of seven of the finalists, so they're, you know, a respectable company doing it in many other places.
I want to take a look at that letter. If you would get it to me, I would like it.
I might have brought it along for you.
Good. Give it to me. Don't give it to somebody else. Give it to somebody else, I won't get it.
I understand how that works. Anyway, thanks again for your love for North Dakota. We appreciate that very much, and for hosting this team.
Good. Thank you, and I love the team. What a group of people.
Take care.
What a group of people. Great champions. Thank you very much. It's an honor to have them at the White House. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Scott. You're such a good friend. Appreciate it.
How about that, huh? Thank you, Scott. You've been such a good friend. What have I done? I've just talked into a microphone. It's our great listeners who give us the power of persuasion. Get us into the White House. Pretty fun. More coming up. Recapping that, lots to come today on the show. Don't touch that dial.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn and Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn and Suites.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrat atop the U.S. House Judiciary panel says they have sent out requests for dozens of documents involving over 80 different people. As Gerald Nadler says this morning, they want to look into obstruction of justice, corruption, and abuse of power by President Trump.
We have to look at the three major threats to the rule of law that we have seen, and that is corruption, personal enrichment, and violation of the Emoluments Clause. It means abuse of power, attacks on the press, attacks on the judiciary, and obstruction of justice.
White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders says it's a disgrace, saying Democrats are, quote, more interested in pathetic political games than getting things accomplished on Capitol Hill. Still searching for survivors and bodies in Alabama, where the National Weather Service says the tornadoes that touched down Sunday, killing 23, was the deadliest tornado outbreak in the country since May of 2013. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Fargo today. I intended to be in Bismarck for Energy Day, and the weather didn't cooperate. Got back last night in Fargo about midnight. A little after, got out of the airport about 1, and the bags take forever. I want to do a behind the scenes. What possibly takes you this long to take the bag from the plane, put it onto a cart, and then bring it to the carousel? I mean, it's not like it's that far. I could throw a softball and inside of that distance. So but it's another story. Anyway, so I had on the pillow at 2, but I actually at the airport thought, I'm going to go on 194 for a bit and just see. Maybe I'll just go tonight. And you know how it is. You get off the plane, a little adrenaline going. But anyway, it was terrible. And it was still bad this morning. In fact, I was not a mile from my house, hit I-29, and what's happening? 1, 2, 3 cars in the ditch on 29. And it wasn't even a no travel advised.
A little sign from God that you're not supposed to be hitting 94.
Or do you think that was the deal? Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll take it as that.
Actually,
I'll take
a big sign from God, not just a little one.
I'll take it as that. Texter says, did the president get the letter, and did you give Alan a Bison sweatshirt? I forgot the Bison apparel. Kent Satring and Clark Erickson said, hey, Scott, bring as much Bison apparel as you want. Hand it out like candy. Anybody that interviews anybody, we'd love everybody at the White House to have some. Like a dum-dum, I didn't get over there. Which means there's just more for you now, PetroServe USA. And by the way, the PetroServe USA fan cam, fabulous moments to take you behind the scenes. Check it out, folks, okay? Check it out on our Facebook page. We've got them all on Facebook, as well as AM1100theflag.com. But I think they go on Facebook, then they get shared on KFIRE's Facebook, and you can see it. Quick fact check, by the way, from a comment I made earlier. I said KFIRE was the oldest radio station in North Dakota. It's not. Todd, you're always busting my chops. He's the fact check.
Oh, wait a minute. What?
We don't want to be known as fake news here.
I'm always busting your chops?
Well, when I say something wrong, you point out I was saying something wrong, and I was. KFIRE's not the oldest. That was 1925. The oldest is actually WDAY, 1922. How about that? And I've been on both radio stations, proving I'm old. anyway. So I did get the president the letter, and I'll tell the story at some point on how it got to him, because it was I didn't end up having it on me like I thought I did, and he wanted it, and we talked about it after. So
don't put the president down. Come on now.
No,
don't be taking North Dakota single-handedly here.
I didn't. So let me tell you what we're going to do on the show. We got a lot going on today. For one, we're going to talk about the power of wind energy. Mondays normally, but this week Tuesdays. Our friends from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, which means all of the above. It means everything. It doesn't mean want to pick this one or that one or anything else. And these are all like friends of mine, so I don't like it when they squabble. I'm just like, hey, let's all get along. We all have a role. Coal, base load energy, extremely important. We can kiss coal for giving us affordable, reliable energy, right? Oil and gas. Extremely important. And right now put us on the world stage, right? Wind. We have all this wind in North Dakota. If folks have land and want to lease and get some reliable income, why wouldn't we allow that to happen? Follow the rules of the Public Service Commission. They're all laid out. Do as you say and let people decide. That's what private property rights are all about. Mitigate where you can. There's concerns, certainly, and all that. So I don't even care. Solar panels. Yeah, put some up. Whatever. They work fine. I don't think they do, but if they work fine, they do. But the rest of these are playing a role right now in our energy grid. They're very important. So we're going to talk about that. Bob Harms joins us regularly for that conversation.
Good morning,
and
Scott.
How are you, Bob?
Very good.
Nice to talk to you. Doug Johnson is also joining us today. Doug is actually a landowner, and he's from Lignite, North Dakota, in beautiful Burke County. How are you, Doug?
Doing fine today.
I have some relatives up that way. Do you know Kent? I have some relatives up your way.
Well, you do. Who are they?
Did you know Kenny Berg?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure did.
Ran the Red Owl forever, and his son, David, ran it after that. So I figured you did, but that's my wife's uncle, actually. So
I see.
Anyway, I can't talk to somebody from Lignite and not bring that up. I'm just saying. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about wind and a hearing that is coming up on Friday up in that part of the neck of the woods. We talked about Tioga last week. So we also have Troy Coons, by the way, from CNC Farms, talk a little seed today. Tommy Fisher from Fisher Industries. We just added Governor Doug Burgum to the program. And then we're going to talk about Energy Day. Kathy Nesset, Mark Fox, chairman of the Mandanadatse Arikara Nation, and Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, to round up the day. So busy program coming up. And, of course, more conversation about the wall with Tommy Fisher in just a bit. All right. So let me start with you, if I could, Bob, and talk a little bit about this from the perspective of landowners. There will obviously be the hearing next week. People are going to come there. What do you think the Public Service Commission is going to hear overall, and what will you tell them?
Is that for me?
That's for Doug. Let's start with Doug.
All right. Doug, go ahead.
I said Bob. I'm sorry. Oh. Doug, go ahead.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you made a mistake there. Yeah, I'll just tell them, it's a good tax revenue for all our schools and all our fire departments and all that, because we need all the tax dollars we can. And it's, nice, clean energy, and it'll be there for many, many years. And people have been doing a good job, and we've been working with them and treating us real nice, and they're doing whatever they say. So I think it's a good system they'll put up for us.
What are you anticipating in the way of opposition? What do you hear from your neighbors? Are there concerns from folks there, or is this pretty well a project that has the support of the majority of folks?
Oh, no, we got people that are opposing them, and it's just that, they don't want them on their land, and that's fine. They can do what they want with their land. We can do what we want with ours.
Interesting. And Bob, is this an argument you're hearing, or I guess a testimony you're hearing in all the places? I mean, he mentioned, obviously, the tax revenue. Hey, we have schools. We have the fire department. We have all of that. Is that the prominent argument, or, again, effort to make the case to the Public Service Commission?
Well, I think some of that, primarily as where Doug is coming from, I think is more prominent, and that is the private property interests of the landowners. Some landowners want to promote that as far as their property rights are concerned, and others don't. That's the way it rolls in North Dakota and the U.S., thank goodness. And I think that's a fundamental issue. And then what we hear at the PSC hearings, a lot of technical information about studies that were done on the resource and mitigation needs and issues with regard to wind issues and shadow flicker, and lots of technical information at the PSC hearing, and then they go into the public conversation at the end of the day.
What is the Public Service Commission charged with in the way of considering this project? Do they, you got two arguments that Doug's anticipating. One, the one he's making, we need this revenue. This is important for us. Let us do this. And then one from folks who say, I don't want it. And obviously we'll have that option not to have it, but the project could still go. Are those the arguments that they're weighing, or are they weighing a much more technical argument?
Well, the more technical, really. The PSC's mission essentially is to follow the siting statutes in North Dakota, and those have been created by the North Dakota legislature over several decades of discussions with legislators and members of the public. And so the mission for the public service is, you know, has the applicant, the project promoter, dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's and met all the requirements of the law. And if they have, then likely the project will be approved. That's really the mission and their responsibility.
And any rough idea on this particular project in Burke County, the wind project there, and the amount of tax revenue generated there?
Yeah, this project is a $350 million investment in Burke County. It'll generate about $900,000 a year in local tax revenue and about $1 million in landowner payments annually. So, you know, it's a big deal. You take a family farm over a 30-year period. That means a lot to, you know, a family that wants to set forth some kind of a transition plan and move into the next generation. You know, it's $1 million of revenue plus for that family over that period of time. So it's a big deal.
So, Doug, I want to talk a little bit about just farming. Right now, and the you know, price is up, price is down. You know, obviously, challenges getting products to market. You know that game, no doubt, after a lot of years of doing this. But how do you explain to folks the value of having that certain income by taking another little piece of your land that doesn't really necessarily affect your crop output and getting, you know, dollars no matter what? You sign a piece of paper, you know what you're getting, period. Explain the value of that.
Well, you know, it's value for everybody's, you know, kids and grandkids going on for many years, you know, when they can plan ahead a little bit. Because they know they're guaranteed that income, and it's just kind of a safety net for them.
And you've done some math on some of these, like, you know, for the life of the contract, the life of the deal, of Bob, in which there's some pretty significant dollars that come to individual landowners, right?
Yeah, that was just what I was referring to. So let's say. Doug's family as an example. So they've got two or three turbines. I don't know how many turbines he's got on his property, but just as an example, if they've got a couple, two, three turbines and some property in it, and then they roll out that revenue stream for 30 years, I mean, it's a million, $2.5 million per family. And that means a lot in terms of how do we sustain this operation? How do we keep that family in the, on the farm and, I'm going to buy groceries in Bowbells or Lignite or Noonan, that kind of thing. And so it's part of the rural North Dakota fabric that, you know, we've been trying to promote and help people understand the value of that statewide, what it does for rural North Dakota.
So if you know, you're talking to a lot of North Dakotans right now, some of them like this energy resource, some of them don't. Doug, yep. As a landowner from Lignite County who's worked very hard for the land you own and the living you get off of it, what do you want just average everyday North Dakotans to know about wind energy specifically and you know, the private property rights you have to say, yes, green light, I want that project, I want that turbine on my land. What do you want them to know?
Well, it's cheaper to produce electricity by wind than, you know, with coal or anything like that. And the cost of, you know, mine getting coal out of the ground is getting more expensive every day. So this wind energy, it'll, you know, keep our power bills down and stuff like that, because power is just getting more expensive every day.
Is that, you know, where does that stat come from, that wind is cheaper than coal, Bob? Because I've always heard that, you know, especially, number one, from just an X's and O's standpoint of how power is generated, the base load extremely important, right, to have that. But then secondly, that it's the most affordable energy that you can have. What? I'm actually going to give you a little time to answer that in detail, but we have to do it after the break, and I don't want to rush you. So lots of time. All right. Yeah, because I want to know more about that. Interesting conversation today with Doug Johnson. By the way, Memorial Hall, Main Street, Bowbells, a public service commission hearing Friday, 9 a.m. Okay? Next era project up there. Burke County Wind Project. More after this.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the 4-for-4 pizza special, a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, 20 ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. The best cookies in town. Plus, PetroServe is the official C-store of the NDSU Bison. Swing into a PetroServe location nearest you today for great deals on all your NDSU Bison gear.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In part today by the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. All of the above. Bob Harms and the landowner Doug Johnson from Lignite, North Dakota. So, Bob, big question before the break. Doug says, hey, we should be for wind because it's the cheapest energy. And my radar goes up right away. Said, I've been saying on this radio program forever that coal is the cheapest energy, and I've seen stats to back it up. So, who's right?
Well, Really, Doug is right in terms of the market. So you go to the markets where North Dakota wind is sold, MISO and the SPP markets, and consistently you'll see that wind gets dispatched first because it's the cheapest in the market. But however, having said that, the second point, if you get into the debate about, well, baseload facilities need to be paid for and federal tax subsidies and all of those complicating factors, then you get lost in the data and the noise. And so we try not to get into that debate. But the third point, and I think the bigger point for everybody in North Dakota, is that what we ought to be trying to do is, how do we not fight about coal is better than oil is better than wind is better than natural gas? How do we get to the point where we want to sell more of this energy to our neighbors in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan and Arkansas and Nebraska? That's really the bigger picture, and as opposed to getting into this fight about, well, we want to stop wind development or we want to stop oil development because we want to sell more of this other product. That's a strategy that's going to be very harmful for North Dakota and doesn't allow us to grow the way we want, and frankly, the way we've been trying to grow for the last 20 years.
Well, here's the deal. I can't imagine a North Dakota without coal. It gives me shivers. For not only the baseload energy that it provides, and just the idea of what it's meant to our history. I mean, good people, good paying jobs. I mean, there's a lot about it. So I'm going to continue to be a voice that says, come on, everybody play your part and not one over the other and everything else. And I get when you're competitive, and these are competitive energy, sources, you got to do that. But I also think everybody has a good argument. You know, I do. So I think use your strengths, and as far as North Dakota is concerned, all of the above. So let's certainly hope. And obviously you're all going to put your strengths forward. So I think that makes good sense. And Bob, that's what you've done your whole life, right? I mean, you that's, you know, you're in there fighting for, the interest of a particular industry or business or whatever. And you make your best argument and let the chips fall where they may. Doug, I want to wrap with you here. You're from Lignite, North Dakota, for crying out loud. So, of course, it's in our DNA, right? But tell me whatever you want to tell me about why you support this project and why you want to see it go forward.
Well, it'll, provide a lot of good jobs, for, Burke County and, the surrounding area. And there'll be a few long-lasting jobs to take care of these wind towers. And with, oil isn't very good up here in Burke County anymore. So we need all the jobs we can get for people.
I understand. Well,
a great project. So,
yeah, and you can't deny the jobs or the economic ripple as well that are there. I mean, whether it's building things to get there or getting them up or whatever. So, absolutely, any kind of construction project's good. Bob, any final thoughts?
No, we look forward to having a good Public Service Commission meeting on Friday up in Bow Bells, and we'll be there and listening to the presentations and. We'll go from there.
All right. Okay, we'll tell you one more time. That is Public Service Commission hearing in NextEra. This is actually NextEra's project, but it's at the Memorial Hall, Main Street in Bow Bells, 9 a.m. on Friday. Public Service Commission hearing. Doug will be there. Bob will be there. Check it all out. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate the time.
Very good. Thanks, Scott.
Yeah,
thanks,
you bet.
Doug. Thank you.
Interesting conversation, as they always are. We do this normally on Mondays, but on at the legislature, but today... because of our trip to the White House yesterday, ended up being a Tuesday event. Is Troy ready to roll, Daniel? Okay, good. I was waiting for that cue. The one and only, Troy Coons, CNC Farms. Going to tell us a little bit about some seed today. Troy, how are you?
Good, and you, Scott?
I'm doing well. Great to hear your voice. So tell me what's on your mind today.
Hey, just a couple things here. I want to give one more reminder. I know we talked about it a week or two ago, but the crop insurance deadline is end of next week, and guys should be making sure they get all their options put on their crop insurance so that it's covered. You know, if you don't have it listed, you're not going to have coverage, and it doesn't cost you anything if you have it listed and don't plant any acres of it. So make sure and think about that, because a lot of guys are talking about changing things up a little this year. Other things I wanted to mention is we do custom blends of forages, oats, forage barleys, millets, peas, alfalfa grasses, and all that. That's one of our specialties. We also do have a fair amount of hay for sale yet. We do raise hay ourselves and sell it. So any of the ranchers out there looking, we've got a good supply of good quality hay. And then one of the big topics with one of our last mailers that went out, people were talking about soybeans and GT soybeans. And some people were confused on what GT soybeans were. And so I was going to explain that. GT stands for glyphosate tolerant, which what I use on mine is like a brand names are Buccaneer, Touchdown, Cornerstone 5 Plus, and more. Those are the kind of herbicides that you can use on there, the Buccaneers, the Touchdown, the Cornerstone. So glyphosate-tolerant GT soybean, more cost-effective soybean with just as good a yield as any of the rest, so a lot more profitability there.
Profitability, ladies and gentlemen. You want more of it? Then the best thing you can do is get on the phone right now, 701-482-7865. Troy Coons, family-owned and operated, registered, certified seed farm in beautiful Donnybrook, North Dakota. Been around since 1906. How's that for trustworthy? Providing the area's grain and seed needs for over 100 years. Give them a call. Thank you, Troy.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. Oh, it's a new month. Yes, March is here. And as much as we dislike saying goodbye to what is, I think we can all agree that saying late out to February is a farewell embraced wholeheartedly by all. And by now, I'm sure you've seen the new packaging for Pizza Corner Pizza. You'll find your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza in an overwrap with the new logo right there in the middle. Look for the same colors you've come to know and then experience the same great taste you've come to expect from Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.